Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Did we get you properly excited for this once-in-a-lifetime experience that we're all going to share tonight?
I'm going to tell you right now.
I'm like Bill Walton.
The Cavs-Warriors tickets, if you guys haven't seen them, they are holy crap here in Cleveland. Like, we're talking like, let's see, like Loudville tickets for $333.
Tonight?
Yes.
$330 to get into Loudville?
Yes.
That's insane.
We're talking a $1,000 ticket, $800 lower bowl, $840 lower bowl.
Why are people acting like this is like a playoff game?
Because it's Steph Curry, and it's the Warriors, and they're 7-1, and you're 9-0.
Steph Curry only comes to town once a year.
Yep.
Every year, too, when I typically I'd been coming to work at this time. Now I'll be going to the car at this time. But when I was coming to work, I would always see so many Steph Curry jerseys. It was always a Steph Curry takeover.
Yeah, and that kind of bugs me. Not because Steph doesn't deserve it. Because it's like, have some class here. That was your,
foe. It was always little kids, though. It was never adults, though. It was always little kids.
Yeah, raise your kids better. I'm going to say that. Somebody's been saying that. I don't parent shame often.
Yeah.
But, like that. That's the part of it that I don't get. Now, today, it's different. But, like, if your kid was old enough to, like, enjoy those finals.
Yeah.
And you put them in, and they're in a Steph Curry jersey now. Ooh, I got to tell you.
I do think I think he hit a point where, and I think Mahomes is knocking on the doorstep of that, where you're just so good and you're so dominant that enough people just kind of, they do the Jeter hat off respect thing instead of turning towards hate.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you right now, where we're going with fandom, like the younger fans, and I hate to be this guy, but I got to say it. Man, it's going to be antithetical to everything you and I grew up with. Which is, these are your teams, and you stand for them, and you know, you're not a Dallas Cowboys fan because they're good at that time. No, like I grew up in Cleveland, so in the area, so it's the Cavs, it's the Guardians, it's the Browns for me, and anything else would feel like front running. Now it's, well, I like this player and he plays there, so I'm going to be fans of that.
The NBA has always kind of been that way in many respects, right? Where the NBA, you do pick out the certain players. What I find interesting about fandom is because we have access to all these other teams, their beat reporters, what they like, what they do, everything that is... That used to be sacred. Like, the reason why you used to be a local sports fan is because the coverage that you got just slammed down your throats was always the local team. People talking local radio, people talking local newspapers. It was always your team and the team that was in the area. So you couldn't really be a... It was hard to be a Cowboys fan, even though Cowboys are talked about on the TV 30 years ago, because the debate shows didn't exist that way, but you also didn't have all the access to everything that was Dallas Cowboys. I think the game has just changed.
Yeah, but I hate it.
Because it makes you a bunch of front runners when you're growing up.
Yeah, like when I drive around Wadsworth, which is so Portage County, I get, because you're starting to inch closer to that part of the western part of Pennsylvania. Like I do understand, like the closer you get to Pennsylvania, the more people are just going to flip over the Steelers.
Yeah,
because the last 30 years, the Steelers have been the Steelers, and you've been the Browns. But like Wadsworth, We're like a 10-minute drive from Central Ohio. Like, this idea, and when I'll see a Steelers thing, and it's like, Medina proud, went to Wadsworth. I'm like, I'd like to slash your tires. Oh. I don't. I do not. Yeah, I never have.
You made that abundantly clear.
No. The only time you might get it from me is if you park too close, like if I'm at like an election place and you park too close.
Complete hypothetical.
Hypothetical. I might think about denting your front fender. Might think about it, wouldn't do it, because I'm a gentleman and I'm a man about town, and I'm a civic something or other. I'm a pride of something or other.
I can't wait for one of your road rage incidents for someone to turn around and be like, is that Nick Wilson?
No, I realize, like, I got to be better about it now. Yeah, I got to be sneakier.
You have to.
Not better. I just got to be sneakier about it.
You'll put like one of those scream masks on and be like, they'll never find me now.
Yeah, like, yeah. They'll just be like, man, that guy's got
a... Like you're a cartoon burglar.
Who's that fat guy with the scream mask on? It could be like 60% of Northeast Ohio men. You never know. I'm just a face in the crowd with a scream mask on.
Steph Curry, by the way, does not bother me as much as maybe he should. I'm not sure.
Yeah.
I don't know why. I'm not as bothered by Steph. Well, you know what bothers me the most about Steph, Nick? Is the idea that I really do think he's ruining the NBA with the three-point shot.
Oh, you're going to be that guy, huh?
It's gone into another level.
Yeah, how?
We've never had more three-pointers than we ever had, but it wasn't Steph. It was now the Celtics that have taken me into another version of it. Like, it's not an accident that the Celtics met up with the Mavericks last year, the two teams that shot the most three-pointers in the sport last season, and then the Boston Celtics are living in what is going to be this little dynasty, and what is their team? It's just a bunch of 3-and-D guys. It's their whole entire team.
So is this like the two true outcomes ruined baseball? So now it's either a dunk or it's a three-pointer that's ruined basketball?
It is. The sport is becoming... And I think it's only been magnified really even in the past couple years. And this goes beyond just Steph's scope. But yeah, we've gotten to a bad point, like to a point where the game the NBA has to do something about it. That's how bad it's gotten.
Yeah. The problem is, the bigger problem, the thing that's actually ruining the NBA is the constant griping at officials and the fact that none of these guys really want to play hard on any given night.
Okay, here's a point I think you can get on board with. I think there's two players that have kind of piqued my interest in regards to this discussion that wasn't alive to it a couple years ago, or wasn't a part of the discussion a few years ago. Anthony Edwards, leading the league in three-point attempts. Why is the game better when someone like Anthony Edwards is taking 13 threes a game?
Because
he's one of the
10 best players in the NBA.
No, he's not a three-point shooter like that, though. Why is the best thing in basketball Anthony Edwards drive to the basket? Watching Anthony Edwards be able to move and be able to be as athletic as he is.
Yeah, but the thing is, anybody can be a great three-point shooter now. Nobody, Steph.
Right? So the other part of this, see what the Spurs are doing. Do you see what the Spurs are doing with Wemby? Wemby's shooting 7 threes a game. And he's just out there shooting 20%. He's making 20% of threes right now. He's shooting 7 a game. And Popovich is treating these games, seasons worth of Wemby's career, as if they're all just preseason games. It's wild how this is going down.
The bigger problem.
But how's the game better when Wemby is out there on the three-point line just chucking up threes? It's not.
No, because he's a young player. They're developing him. They're doing the right thing. They're saying 5 years from now, when we win an NBA championship, you need to be able to shoot that shot at 38% per game.
Agreed. They're making it mandatory. I don't like that for the game.
Yeah, but they're doing what the Cavs should have done 2 years ago with Evan Mobley. Like, that's the pain thing.
Yes, but it's because the NBA has obviously, I mean, it's rewarded. The whole system is set up to reward you for the three ball. I'm not discrediting that point.
So you're going to take away the three-pointer?
No, the NBA's got to figure out some way to get it more level. So that guys like even Evan Mobley, as talented and as gifted as he is, doesn't have to be like, oh, I have to develop this three-point shot because that's the only way you win in today's NBA.
I don't know how to say
this. Three is worth more than two, and it's long been established. 50% more is going to be a better outcome for you.
I'll be honest. I don't know how to say this because it's going to come off the wrong way. Steph Curry didn't ruin the NBA. LeBron did. LeBron with load management, because LeBron was a guy, back's a little tight. I'm going to have to sit this one out. The superstar of this era who decided that playing 65 games was better than playing 80 games, and because that then feeds into how hard they play on any given night. Like, on any given night in the NBA, turn on an NBA game, it looks like the All-Star game. It's, hey, I'd love to play defense there, but I got to think about my future.
The NBA's at least tried to address that.
Yeah, but they like, can't.
They can't. I agree with you, but they've at least made attempts to. They haven't made any attempts to try to limit the three-point barrage that is every given night.
Because, honestly, that's a drop in the bucket.
I think it's larger than a drop in the bucket.
Honestly, the thing that they've done with Joel Embiid got fined $100,000 for the load management stuff. The Philadelphia 76ers.
They took away the end of season awards if you don't play enough games. That was their big push.
And clearly it didn't help. No one cared. It's not stopped. Wemby didn't play any more games last year. Like, and again, I understand these guys are thinking, if I play 65 games a season, then I can play an extra 3 years, and that might be an extra $150 million. That's not the problem. The problem is it has led to teams not playing defense and teams not playing hard on any given night. Like tonight, Milwaukee game?
Yeah.
That was an anomaly. That was two teams playing like it was a playoff game October?
So many people love the Cavs, though, is because the Cavs are out there playing like gym class heroes all the time. They're out there playing like every game matters more than it's ever mattered in their life.
And then every time some team does that, the media playfully chides them if they break down at the end of the season. Like, the media is also
Turned around and had a bunch of injuries right.
That was just not staggering minutes, and that was putting too much on Donovan. There was a lot that went into that. I will say, it can be, when it is three-point city, it can be tougher to watch when both teams can't hit the broad side of the barn. So I'm not trying to say you're not, but the bigger problem is, I'm not motivated to turn on NBA basketball right now. Like, hey, other than the Cavs, hey, there's this game, and I'm going to watch it. And by the way, the Timberwolves and Thunder last year, two best teams in the East at that point. They were 1-2. The future is here. I turned on the game, and for three quarters, it was just the opposite of pornography. It was a German smut film. It was awful. It was just the worst thing. It was just not good basketball. And that's what they're putting out there on the court. It's 100% tied to... You know, I'm only going to play 65 a year if you're lucky.
Well, I mean, but even still, I mean, I don't know. I watch games where I do have Anthony Edwards out there, and I do have Wemby out there. I do have the stars out there. The part that gets me the most is the barrage of threes that's gotten out of hand.
So we've had a conversation off air about, is Kenny Atkinson the Cavs Steve Kerr? We're going to ask that of our good buddy Bill Ryder next on 92.3 The Fan. Hey, guys. Nick Wilson here for my friends at FanDuel right now. FanDuel wants you to catch all the NBA action because FanDuel's giving you 3 months of NBA League Pass. All you have to do is place any $5 bet on the NBA to get 3 months of NBA League Pass, courtesy of our friends at FanDuel. And you guys know I've been... Nick and JP back on Afternoon Drive. We got plenty to get to. We were just talking Cavs, Warriors, the big...
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device credit service ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Matchup tonight in the NBA. Can you feel it? I know our next guest can. He's one of the best basketball insiders around, and he joins us now. Bill Ryder, Ryder Than You on the Infinity Sports Network, joins us now on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. Bill, welcome to the show, bud.
Gentlemen, what's up? Happy Friday. Thanks for having me.
Happy Friday. It's an F-off Friday on the show. I'm sure you can empathize with that, given we're in a bye week in Cleveland. That gives us ample time to talk Cavs-Warriors. Is this the biggest game tonight? Cavs-Warriors, biggest game of the season for everybody.
Yeah, biggest game of the season for the not just so far, the rest of the year. The hype is real. It is crazy, right, nationally, how many people are asking me about the Cavs and how good they are. Yeah, these are the two biggest. I think Warriors-Cavs are the two biggest surprises, 10 games into the season. And the fact they're playing each other, hell yeah, it's a huge game.
All right, so this leads us to a question that I was going to ask just a little bit ago. We got into this conversation earlier in the show. Is Kenny Atkinson the Cavs' Steve Kerr?
Yeah, I think that he is. That's a great question. Yeah, I think, yes. So, okay, I'm not going to say it again. I'll say it one time. It's early days. It's not enough games to make like a lasting statistical analysis. But the offense is dynamic. It's incredible. They have the best offense in the NBA right now. And last year, I think over the course of the year, they were 17th or 18th, whatever their offensive rating was. They found a way to make some redundancies at various positions work out. I think Darius Garland, in particular, how good he looks and how good he looks as Donovan Mitchell is extraordinary. I have not been around that team yet, but I've talked to a few people in the organization. It sounds like the vibes are great. Yes, he is. He's offensively, his offensive ingenuity, the way that he's made these pieces work, the way that this offense is one of the most exciting in the NBA. Yeah, I think he is the Cavs' Steve Kerr. And I think part of the reason this maybe feels like it's not fleeting is that that change at coach and the things that have come from it, I think, are going to last a lot longer than 9 or 10 games.
I like that you think it's not fleeting. I guess I'm trying to figure out if we have a new version of Darius Garland or if he's just able to tap into an old version of Darius Garland that we just kind of missed for a year.
I think it's the latter. So like how you like to be right and you hold on. I've always thought Darius Garland had amazing ceiling and amazing upside. And maybe it's more obvious sometimes like quarterback position in the NFL or other sports. But coaching can matter in the NBA. And the ability to unlock certain players and get the – look at what Thibodeau has done with some of those guys in New York City, certainly before this year, before Cat arrived. I think Garland has the potential to be an extraordinary basketball player. And I think now that he's playing for a coach who has been an assistant at some of the most dynamic offenses that the NBA has shown us, that they're really creative, that they're going to be aggressive on offense, they're going to take a lot of three-point shots, they're going to create opportunities for guys – I don't think it's a flash in the pan or a statistical anomaly. I think Darius Garland is really, really good, and he's found the perfect system, coach, the depth around him to be able to just play a little more comfortably and be the best version of himself.
Bill Ryder of Ryder Than You on the Infinity Sports Network, on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline, ahead of Cavs Warriors. A big old game, a big old bit of basketball that we got going on in Cleveland, but... You know, Bill, it's always when you're 9-0, when nothing bad has happened, man, everybody acts like you'll never lose again. And yet, we do have, I believe it is 72 games left to go in the regular season. What are the speed bumps for this Cavs team?
Yeah, look, I think there's a few things. I think one is being able to maintain this level. You have to, when you get out of the gate with a new coach, there's always the worry that it's a little bit of a honeymoon phase and the effort and the energy and the confidence has less to do with what the team is and more to do with who the coach is not. I don't think that's the case. And Atkinson has a reputation for guys playing really hard for him. I mean, look what he did in Brooklyn a few years ago with a team that didn't have a lot of talent. But I think the main speed bump is actually things that are outside of their control. I think they're really, really good. You are right. They are not going to win every game. They are going to lose some games. They're going to have some stretches that aren't great. I think the biggest threat to them, outside of the fact no one's as good as Boston, is whether or not the East can get back to the place where you're supposed to have two or three or four teams that are competing with Cleveland to be the second best team in the Eastern Conference. And I'm talking mostly about the Bucks, who I think are probably in trouble, although I could be wrong, and the Sixers, who I think can still be pretty good, although I could also be wrong. And then you can't forget Orlando. I wasn't as high on the Magic, but I probably should have been. And then Banchero goes down to injury for an extended time, and they're going to come back to earth. The Cavs have to take advantage now because all three of those teams, if they get healthy, and it's a big if, and if they get right in the case of Milwaukee, I think that's a big if, are good enough to beat anybody that's not Boston. So I'll talk about Cleveland in a 7-game series if the right sort of situations play out. If you're the Cavs, you got to put as much distance between yourself and those teams as you can for the regular season seeding. And you need to just continue to be outstanding because I think one of those teams, or maybe multiple of those teams, even the Knicks have been underwhelming, are going to turn out to be really good when we get to March or April.
Bill, what should be the more appetizing game for the Cavs fan? Tonight, where you're 9-0, you're trying to go for continue the perfect start to the season, or 11 days from now when you take on the Celtics for the first time this season?
Yeah, that's a really good question. I think I'll go with tonight, because I think the Warriors are a beatable team that have the exact same situation as Cleveland to a degree, because the Warriors got off to this really great start. No one really bought it. No one really thought it was real. And then Golden State goes on the road and they play some tough games. They beat the Celtics, right? They win some games that matter. I think it's the game that's in front of you. And I think right now the Warriors, like Cleveland, are playing as good a basketball as anybody in the NBA. They're full of confidence. Golden State, they're incredibly, incredibly deep. They'll run 12 guys at you. They'll do more when they get healthy. Steph, they're the best defense in the NBA and the best version of defense we've seen on that team since they won a championship. So I think it's a really interesting and stark challenge, and it's a really good test to just prove that this Cleveland start is not an illusion and that they're legitimately one of the better teams in the game.
Bill, obviously the 9-0 start for the Cavs, the best start to franchise history. That's the record. The previous NBA record was a two-way tie with the 48-49 Capitals. We all remember them in the 90s.
Oh, I love that team.
That's, I mean, they had the guy that he was awesome.
That's a dude.
And the coach. Great. I mean,
yep, that guy coached.
What are we even talking about? And the 93-94 Houston Rockets, that was 15 games. That doesn't feel unattainable, although it doesn't exactly feel attainable. And the big record, though, is a 24-0 start to the season by the 15-16 Warriors. Is that just unattainable for any team, let alone this Cavs team?
Yeah, the second one I think is literally impossible now. In part because this is what Adam Silver and the league office wanted. They wanted parity. They wanted to create a system where you have a lot more teams that are crowded together, even if you have a few outliers like the Celtics and the Thunder that are really, really good, where the field basically is probably the pick against one team. I think we live in that existence if you're talking about the Warriors record. But just look at if you win tonight, right? If the Cavs win tonight and they go to 10-0 against the Warriors, Nets, Bulls, Sixers in their current state, Bulls and then Hornets would be 15 or 16-0. Those are, I mean, look, it's the NBA. You can lose to anybody. Maybe Embiid's going to be playing next week, so that's not as easy as a game. But you guys could certainly start 14 or 15-0. You could.
All right, so what are we looking at with the Warriors tonight? Buddy Hield has been incredible. I don't know that he can just all of a sudden beat Klay Thompson, like prime Klay Thompson, but what's going on with Golden State, and what are they doing differently than what you saw last year?
So Buddy Hield, so I think it's interesting, right? I think there's a few things. I think Klay Thompson, I love Klay, and I think Klay leaving was the best thing for everybody involved, and the Warriors' plan was to basically, to quote Billy Beane, was to replace him in the aggregate, which I think will work. But Buddy Hield is just, in this short sample size, has just replaced him. So offensively, they have reclaimed what they were. They're actually taking more three-point shots per 100 possessions than they have literally in the history of the Steph Curry era, even more than when they won 73 games and almost won that NBA championship. So offensively, they're amazing. They're also, and it was a buddy, Brad Bakken, on the podcast I do for CBS Sports, who coined this, so I won't steal it, but they almost Celtics light in the sense that they are going to shoot a billion threes, and then on defense they can switch everything. Their individual defenders maybe aren't as dynamic as some of those guys in Boston, but this is a Warriors team whose defense is outstanding. Draymond Green is still, whatever you think of him, critically important to what they do. Last year when he played, when he actually was around, not being suspended for shenanigans in the games he was in, that Warriors team was good enough to have missed the play-in and have been an actual playoff team. So you guys are going to face the best, or at least the deepest offense that the Warriors have thrown out there since Kevin Durant, because they're going to throw so many guys at you, and they're going to be extraordinary defensively. They really kind of mirror each other, because they're both great defensively, and they're both doing things offensively that are among the most impressive in the NBA. And so if you're Cleveland, you need that backcourt to continue to be outstanding. You're going to be challenged by a host of defenders they're going to throw at you, from GP2 to a bunch of other guys. They're going to switch everything. They're going to make life really, really hard, and they're going to bomb a ton of threes.
Bill Ryder on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. So after the Pelicans franchise record-setting win, Donovan Mitchell came out after the game and said, "I don't care if I get fined. We're not getting calls." And the disparity in that game was ridiculous. And overall, the Cavs have the second most drives to the lane and drives to the basket in the NBA, yet have the fifth least free throw attempts in the NBA. And the other teams around them are teams that are all expected to stink or actually already stink. So I'll ask you,
Is it a fair thing for Donovan to say, this is a two-parter, and why would a team like the Cavs not get the calls they feel like they deserve?
Yeah, I think it's a fair thing, and I think it's a really smart thing, because talking to people in the league office, they want two things. Adam Silver's sort of new model for the NBA, from a playing perspective, is they want guys to play as many games as possible, which is why we have this minimum threshold, 65 games for awards, okay? And they want markets that are not the major markets to be able to build winners the way the NFL does. And they try to create this idea of parity through the CBA. So I think Donovan Mitchell going out there and taking the hit, taking the fine and saying to hell with it, I'm just going to be honest, is a really smart move, because he'll get fine. It creates now the ability for Adam Silver and the people in the league office to quietly say to the officiating folks who run the officials, hey, let's make sure that we're doing a good job here. Because you're right. Bad teams or teams without stars don't get the calls they should. It's stupid. It sucks. It's reality. It is what it is, right? It's like Mondays. They exist. It is what it is. The Cavs have stars, and certainly a superstar in Donovan Mitchell, and they are, as we discussed, one of the best teams in the NBA. I can't give you an answer why it's happening, because I do think there's like a subconscious bias reality that sets in for officials when they're officiating games of teams that aren't important or don't have important players. That doesn't apply to Cleveland, so it probably tells you that some of these officials, again, subconsciously, it's not a conspiracy, maybe did not take Cleveland as seriously as they should, and a little nudge to remind everyone, hey, these guys are undefeated, and they have the best offense in the NBA, and they attack the hell out of the rim, and they deserve equal treatment at a minimum. That's probably coming.
Bill, you're great, buddy. Appreciate you. Always great to catch up with you. And can't wait to get around the team and give us a little more of that insider knowledge that you bring to the table, buddy. Thank you so much.
I gotta get out to Cleveland. I gotta get to the Tango Velvet Room again on the expense account. Hell yeah, guys. Thanks for having me.
Bill Ryder of the Infinity Sports Network show, Ryder Than You. You can hear it weekdays on the Infinity Sports Network on the North Olmsted Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram Hotline. We'll react to what he had to say about your Cleveland Cavaliers next on 92.3 The Fan. It's better
over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.